Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
What happens to people after they die? Do their spirits leave their bodies, dispelled into the atmosphere like a spooky gas, lingering around to peek at us while we're trying to go to the toilet? Absolutely. Or do they go to heaven to have their lives weighed up, all their bads against all their goods, too many bads and they're dropped into the hot pot of coffee sitting on the devil's breakfast table? Maybe we're reborn as flies or bats or dogs or tables. Maybe we used to be tables and then we died and now we're humans. Maybe you're sitting at a table right now. That's a person before they died. Use a coaster. Come on. To be honest, who the hell knows what happens to us? I'll tell you who. Our writers of this month's theme. Let me tell you, this theme goes places. Space and other places. We've got stories from newcomers, Ilana Gomel, JSQ, Andy Morris, more on Andy in a second, and narrator Jasmine Arch is narrating a story of her own. Also, Alexandra Elroy is narrating 2 stories this month. What? 2? No, she's not a witch who prays to the Church of Satan. She's just very talented and very productive. This month's Patreon exclusive episode, let me tell you, we've got Michael David Wilson, whose stories consistently blow me away. He's written a lot for us. He is a legend, and his story this month is the Patreon exclusive, and it's called Legend. Narrated by Josh Curran, and it's this month's Patreon exclusive, so if you want to hear that, you have to become a patron. You absolutely, definitely have to become a patron. You can do that from as little as $1 a month over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver, and there you'll get access to extra goodies, behind the scenes bits and pieces, and you know, you'll get the episodes a day before they come out ad free in a secret RSS feed that is exclusive only to super secret patron people at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Hey, so Joshua Boucher on our Facebook group ran a flash fiction competition. If you don't know what flash fiction is, it's basically stories, but they're quite short. So we asked these people who are in the Facebook group to write some short stories for us. And we had some fantastic entries. Let me tell you, you got Christian Metzger-Catalan, Paul Kearns, Amanda Lang, Owen Bailey-Byrne, Dave Gray, who made some amazing pixel art to go with his story. That was pretty awesome to see. Laurel Lee Joslin, and Tanner Schill, thanks again, Tanner. It's a cool story. Dave Hines is always getting involved with the story submissions. But the winner this time around, because we will be doing the flash fishing competition again, I think near Christmas. I'll have to check in with Josh. He is the admin of the Facebook group, remember. He has the nuclear codes. But the winner of this flash fiction competition is Andy Morris. So as the winner of the flash fiction competition, I'm going to be reading out his short story right now. So prepare yourselves, sit down, make a cup of tea, drink a coffee, whatever, hot chocolate, grab a biscuit. Gary Baldi's I like. Actually, I like hobnobs, chocolate hobnobs. Get into your comfy position, and I'm going to read a story to you. Where the Spiders Dwell, by Andy Morris. Last night, Gabriella dreamt she heard the spiders talking. Their tiny silvery voices whispered back and forth from their dusty corners behind furniture and inside the walls. One of the spiders was now watching her from the dressing table as she hurriedly got ready for work. As she spied the small visitor, her half-remembered dream resurfaced and she reflected on its spellbinding details. It had revealed the secret nature of spiders. One may not notice them, but they are always there, silent and patient. Nothing is hidden from them, for all is seen and heard and studied. They know our secrets and our desires, our flaws and our fears. Occasionally, they come as we sleep and breathe words of hope and comfort during times of distress. But they are mostly mischievous creatures, descending on their silky webs to whisper doubts into the ears of lovers or sow discord among friends. Throughout the human world, always just out of sight, are the doorways to their dark places. These entrances are hidden to those whom the spiders do not welcome, for concealed in the labyrinth of their delicate ethereal tapestry, the spiders tirelessly practice their sacred arts of manipulation. They move unnoticed, drawing together the countless threads of humanity and weave a destiny for a billion people who have no idea they are ensnared in the spider's cosmic web. At first, the spider behind her makeup bag appeared dead, but recalling her dream, Gabriella knew of its devious nature. She disturbed its surveillance and now it couldn't move lest it drew further unwanted attention. A master of deception, the moment her eyes left it, it would scuttle away to resume its silent vigil. Gabriella reached for a tissue to kill it, but as she did so, she put her hand through a fusty leaf of warm cobwebs. Snatching back her hand, she wiped it vigorously on her leg, but it was already too late. Gabriella felt the soft trace of hair-thin fibres settle over her forehead and instinctively rubbed her face in disgust. On the periphery of her vision, something darted over her feet. The sunlight briefly flashed on the delicate strand of silver that spiralled around her ankles. Another small shape flitted over her head. Another feathery caress touched the back of her hand. More cobwebs settled. Impelled by an electric revulsion, Gabriella slapped the small spider on the dressing table, squashing him dead. Fortunately, she didn't see the bristling nest of black spiders boiling across the ceiling towards her. A soft grey haze had descended over her vision. Her arms felt so sticky she couldn't wipe the scarf of gossamers now covering her eyes. The more she struggled, the more immobile she became. More fast-moving shapes scuttled around her, evoking the final thread of her strange dream. Deeply secretive and insular, spiders go to extraordinary lengths to protect their secrets from accidental eavesdroppers. Gabriella considered this as she was helplessly dragged away into the dark places where spiders dwell. That was Where the Spiders Dwell by Andy Morris. Congratulations, Andy, that was a fantastic story. Very touching in a creepy, crawly way. So, we have some correspondence. Just want to give a couple of people a couple of shout-outs. We got a review here, 5 stars by 4 and 3 and 2 and 1 from the United States of America. Thanks so much for sharing your production. It's always a great listen. It's always a great listen, Eva. I thoroughly enjoy it every time. Well done. Smiley face. Ah, oh, thanks. I love a smiley face. Another 5 stars here from Angie Java from the United States of America. I found this a few weeks ago. I think she means the podcast, but who knows? It could be like a little Gijima watch set. I found this a few weeks ago, and I've quickly devoured every episode up to date. The format is so unique and so fun. Production quality is always great. Keep up the amazing work. My mother's stories, says Wendy Jean Jay from the United States of America, these are exactly the stories my mother would tell. Love this podcast, and I fall asleep listening to them. Great job. Who else got here? So BM880 from Canada. You guys are all talented writers and voice actors, and I really appreciate the variety of stories and interesting themes each month. From this Canadian listener, thank you for making my work days 100% more bearable and spooky. I love a spooky day job. I can't beat it. And one here, 5 stars from Ranting Is My Best Skill. It says here, not perfect, but good. The podcast is far from perfect. Some of the authors use the same descriptive words all too often. But overall, the podcast is incredible. It's like a new Twilight Zone meets American Horror Story in small little stories. Keep up the nice work. Thank you so much. We will always endeavour to try and improve and better ourselves. It's the only way we can move forward in our lives and in our podcasts. So thank you so much to those who left those reviews for us. It's always nice to get those. Also this month, for the book of the month in our Facebook group, which you can just go on facebook.com and search for Hawk and Cleaver, you'll find us there. The book of the month, Joshua Boucher has very kindly put together a little vote, and people voted by clicking on the book they wanted to read. And this month, you guys voted for Clive Barker's The Thief of Always. If you've not read Clive Barker before, I mean, you have to. He is one of my favourite authors, actually. And his book, The Books of Blood, which is like short horror... Well, not that short. They're shortish. Short horror stories, was probably a bit of an influence in this podcast, to be honest. He is such a fantastic writer. Some of his stories, In the Hills, the Cities, and Rawhead Rex, and Midnight Meat Train, you read those, you will never forget them. They're so, so good. And disturbing in the best way possible. But this month we're reading it's sort of a children's novel. It's called The Thief of Always. If you like Neil Gaiman's Coraline, or it's a little bit Tim Burton-y, I guess. It's that sort of it's genuinely quite horrific in the best way, in the horror sense of the word. But it's also not like an adult story. It's for kids, really, teenagers, I'd say. But as an adult, you'll get a lot out of it anyway. It's really fantastic. I've got a copy. I've got a hardback copy of it and a signed Clive Barker book on my bookshelf there. But if you want to read it with us, we're all going to read it. We're all going to chat about it in the Facebook group. So go to facebook.com, search for Hawk and Cleaver, and join us there. And it'd be great to see you there. There'll be another flash fishing contest again in the Facebook group. I think it's more towards Christmas. So the winner of that, I'll read it out again on the volume opener. Become a patron. We've lost a few patrons. Obviously, we don't mind too much because, I mean, if you haven't got the money, if you're feeling a bit strained for any particular month, that's fine. You've got to do what you've got to do. But we could do with extra bit of support. So if you do fancy dropping us a pledge, go to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. We're going to be doing like a Q&A style hangout on there soon. So go on there and you don't even have to pledge, actually. Just click follow. You won't be able to see the content, but you'll be able to keep up to date with everything we're up to. And then we can let you know about the hangout as and when it does happen. That's what we've got for this volume opener. I hope you enjoyed the stories we've got coming up. Thanks so much for listening. We've got Masks next month, and then we've got Haunted Art after that. So stay with us. Lots of cool stuff happening, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.